Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is I'm tired. Options are free. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to
thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Sadie Elliott, Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. I hope it's something that will be said to the women of God that will enlighten them, help them on their way, that will make them feel worthy. Because women of God, today is your day. You are worthy of praise today, each and every day, and especially today on Joy and Peace Outreach Show today. We are dedicating this to the women everywhere from all walks of life. And before we start our show, we will pray. Gracious Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you for what our ears would hear, what our mouth will say today, through the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for each and every person that tune in to Joy and Peace throughout today, throughout the night, dear Heavenly Father, even up until next week. We hope it's something that's said, dear Heavenly Father, that would enlighten every woman, dear Heavenly Father, to let them know that they are a woman of worth, of praise, no matter what lifestyle, whatever way they are going right now. You made them a woman that they can be give you praise, dear Heavenly Father. They can give you the honor. They can give you the glory. Even if somebody don't pat them on the back, they know what they are worth through the eyesight of God. And God, we thank you for that today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is a woman worthy of praise. And we will be coming from Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And all the women, I hope you can tune in. The number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. Call all the women you know that can get to the phone, because these women need to tell other women how worthy they are, what God have done for them, individual in their life. So the number again is area code 646-716-4389. And if you like this program, what you do is just hit it on your keypad if you're on your phone. I don't know if you're at work exactly how you do it, but if you're in front of your computer, just go on and where you see my picture, click on that and say you would like to follow the show. Or just send in something to Blog Talk that you favor this show today, because I can't do nothing without you all. If y'all just call in, write in, click your button, and if you want to come on and talk, press 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today, women worthy of praise today. And today, you know, as I was reading that, you know, we all read Proverbs, and we all said that we are a proverb woman. But I'm going to tell you some of the things about the proverb woman that's worthy of praise today. You know, among the eloquent saying of Scripture is a most outstanding treatise on the mother's role. It has both profound and practical, full of wise counseling and strong encouragement. Anyone who listened to this realized that God believed in the woman who gave her home the priority it deserved. He also see her as a person distinct, different from her husband, who find fulfillment in her various responsibility and roles. Right away, you sense God affirming respect as we introduce this woman as an excellent wife. And for you all, like myself, that may not be married, you still a woman of worth. Just keep listening. You're going to see where you fall in. So it's not just about a woman that's married, a woman worthy of praise. You know, the eloquent passage, of course, is found in Proverbs 31. An excellent wife, who can find? You'll find that in verse 10 of Proverbs 31. And as I go on, you know, the Hebrew term used for excellence literally means strength. In the New International Version of the Bible, renders the same verse, a wife of noble character, who can find, as the question implies, such a woman is rare and priceless too. For her worth is far above jewels. The, you know, as we went through it in verse 10, the heart of a husband does satisfy trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. That was in verse 11, right under 10. But, you know, let's hold this precious gem up to the light. And notice the different facets that make her a woman worthy of praise. You know, she have greatness of character. Women, you have great character. Don't let anybody tear your character down. Show your integrity. No matter what situation that you may be going through right now, stand on your character and your integrity. Whether you're married or not, at least four qualities define the unmistakable cut of this woman's character. And I'm going to give you four of them. Diligently and a good attitude. She looks for wool and flax and work with her hands in delight. She girds herself with strength and make her arms strong. She senses that her game is good. You'll find that in Proverbs, verses 13, 17 through 18. It's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. Now, just to think about diligence, it's more than just using sheer physical energy to finish a task. It is a determination of the will, the commitment to stay at something until it is done and done right. Not only does the praiseworthy woman possess this diligently quality, she adds grace and good humor to it with a delightful attitude. The next one of my qualities I wrote down is industrial and efficiency. You know, women like to be industrial, and they like to be efficient and perfected in what they are doing. You know, she is like a merchant ship. You know, when a merchant ship come in carrying all kind of cargo. She brings her food from afar. She's going to cook you the best dish, bring you the dish even if you're in the hospital, convalescing home, or you just a friend. She wants you to have a special dish that she's making for you. She's considered a feel and buy it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She make linen garments and sell them. For those women that's unique, ingenuity like myself, you make garments. You want them to look good on the person, the woman that you making it for. You want her to stand out differently. You don't want her just looking no any kind of way. And supply belts to the tradesman. You'll find that still in Proverbs 31, verses 14 through 24. You know, so much is reflected about this woman's character. In these few verses, that's almost binding. She's a sure buyer and seller. She know how to buy and she know how to sell. That's some of the characteristics, the quality of a worthy woman of praise. You know, she brings a rich variety of food for her family. She just don't pick up anything and bring home from the store for her family. She wants the best that she's going to prepare for her family. She's a wise investor. She knew how to invest her money, a woman worthy of praise. She just don't throw it away feebly. Sure, she may get her a dress here, a pair of shoes there, a purse there. But a woman of worth is going to take care of her obligations at home first. She's going to see about her husband, her children. And if you're a single woman, she's going to see about all the things that she needs to prepare her for that day to go out in the world. She treats her advantages not as a mirror to self individually, but as a widening of her responsibility. She's productive, thrifty, always seeking a good return for her labor. If she use coupons, don't knock it. If she find the sales, don't knock it. If she can get something $30 cheaper and still have the same quality and quantity that she's looking for, she's a woman of worth and of praise. You know, one of the nice things you can look for in a woman worthy of praise is compassion. She extends her hand to the poor and needy. And she stretches out her hands to the needy. She opens her mouth in wisdom. You know, we learned this morning when I read that and saw that in the Word of God, wisdom. You know, we have two kinds of wisdom. We have the word of wisdom talking about the future. Then we have wisdom that we need each and every day of our life. We need that wisdom. You know, many diligent, industrial individuals become too busy, too full of their own self-importance to care about the needs of others. But a woman worthy of praise today, she care about those things. She's looking at the minute details of whatever she's doing. She's always trying to take care of somebody else, see if something would look good on somebody else, seeing they imagine that person with this or with that. A woman of praise and worth today. But not this woman. On the contrary, she reaches out to the homeless, this woman, the sick, that woman, and the outcast. We're talking about that woman today, that proverb woman that's reaching out to the homeless. She's reaching out to the sick and shut in, those in the hospital, those laying on their bed of affliction, those in nursing home, those behind prison walls. And the outcasts, those that the people pass on the street and walk to the other side, those that don't want to be involved with, they say, them kind of people. They don't realize one day they was down in the muck, in the miry clay, and somebody came through and picked them up. Then I have the beauty within and without. You know, she made covering for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Strength and dignity are her clothing. And she smiles at the future. You'll find that as you read in Proverbs 22nd through the 25th verse. So when you read that in the Bible and Proverbs, the 31 woman, you can't help but be give her worthy of her praise. You know, Christians have long fought a tug of war with the world over the issue of beauty and where the emphasis should be. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Beauty is from the inside out, not just all the makeup on your face or your nails and your toes. You don't even have to have your nails polished and your toes polished to still be a beautiful person, still be a beautiful woman of God. That may not be for every woman. But when you think about it, the issue of beauty and where the emphasis should be, Christian pull almost exclusive for any beauty, that inner beauty, while the world pull for dressing up the outer. You know, you can dress up with a $1 million suit and could have such a bad and a nasty attitude that no matter what the clothes you have on, people won't take to you. But when you have that joy, that love, that meekness, that forgiveness, that faithfulness that's coming from your heart, from the inside to the outside, they're going to say, that's a woman of worth. The woman of praise in Proverbs 31, she dressed tastefully, yes, even attractively, on the outside as well as the inside. She possessed beauty of attire and attitude, outer pores and inner personality. No matter where she goes, what she do, like I say, it's not just the clothing, but you can tell the woman of praise, the woman of worth. And as I say, if some women's married, some it's not. So I'm hitting both sides of the coin today, to the married woman and to the unmarried woman that still can be a proverb woman. She is a devoted wife. Next, let's set the woman of praise against the background of marriage and see what abnormal qualities this highlight in her. First, she maintained her husband's confidence. The heart of her husband trusts in her. You read that in verse 11, and it said, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. You know, because of her godly character, her husband trusts in her. He has confidence in her, believe in her, and value her judgment. He can be transparent with her, not having to hide his hopes and disappointments, strength or weakness. Second, she meets her husband's need. You find that in B part of verse 11. He will have no lack of gain. You know, the praiseworthy wife supports and encourages her husband. She believes in him and builds him up. Rather than using his vulnerability against him, she approached him with sensitivity and gently help him grow. Third, she seeks her husband's good. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. You read that in verse 12. You know, some wives do evil to their husband by needling them with critical remarks, manipulating them to get their way. History's first wife was Eve. Eve gave Adam the fruit forbidden by God. Solomon, idol worshiper, wives stole his heart away from God. And the woman who symbolically feminine treacherous, Jezebel, assistant, Ahab, and all kind of evil. You'll find that in your Bible, in the Word of God. You know, some wives do good to their husband by anticipating their need, thoughts, unexpected act of kindness, or with unwavering confidence and respect in good as well as bad time. That means you're going to be with them in good times as well as the bad time. Fourth, she enchants her husband's influence. Her husband is known in the gates. When he said among the elders of the land, you'll read that in verse 23. Proverbs 31. You know, a wife character and conduct can either strengthen her husband's reputation or weaken it. You've seen that happen. A wife character and conduct can either strengthen her husband's reputation or weaken it. She may help him earn the respect of others by her godliness, or she may cause him to lose it through her folly. Here is another quality for those that are mothers. She is a dependent and a dependable mother. You know, the list backdrop of the women worthy of praise is motherhood. And here again, we see the glints of several commendable traits of this woman. Discipline. She rises also while it is still night. How many of you women get up and your children and your husband is still in the bed? You get up and pray. You get up and go before God to find out what God have you to do that day. You're starting your breakfast. You're starting things for your children, your husband. When they arise, you already up. You have things on the go, you know, and give food to her household. You're giving the best food you can to your household and potion to her maiden. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hand to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. You'll find it in Proverbs 31. 15:18-19. Ask any tired mom. This is an incredible disciplined woman. She has the self-control. She has the self-control to push herself out of bed before dawn and prepare breakfast each morning. That's a discipline. That's a worthy woman of praise. I mean, God is just so good. He's worthy to be praised. Just think about you yourself. Do you do those things? She has self-control. You have to have self-control. And this is without the aid of a microwave or Pop-Tart mine. You know, some people want to give up and put everything in the microwave. Put the children, brother, here, eat this Pop-Tart. Here, eat some toast. But when a mother, a woman of God, a woman of praise, a proverb woman, she gets up and fix her family a nice dinner, a nice breakfast, a nice lunch. And if you're working, when you come home, everything is not microwave. Everything is not fast food. But you take time to prepare your family for a nice meal, a nice clean home, clothing wash, iron. You're not sending your children and your husband out wrinkled. Your house represents you when you go out. They see how you looking. You look good. That means your house is supposed to be looking good and clean. Woman of praise today. Woman of worth. Then she give out prescribed tasks to her family, which she probably planned the night before. Everybody don't have a maid. So that means everybody pitches in. Mother, wife, children, husband, everybody pitch in and keep the house running smoothly. It's not just one person doing everything. Women are praise. You want praise from the men. You want praise from your children. That means you got to earn that praise. If they all the time see you sitting in front of the TV eating bonbons and watching soap operas, food ain't cooked, dishes full of the running all out of the sink. Clothes need to be washed up all on the floor. How you expect woman of praise? Women, those that not doing it, get up and start doing it, women. You got to be a proverb woman. Don't you want to be a proverb woman today? And, you know, her lamp does not go out. She may fall asleep. And she may not only sleep but an hour, 2 hours. If Johnny, Susie, and Mary's sick during the night, she's up all night checking on them, seeing if they got a fever, seeing if they can give medication, not only to the children, but to her husband. Not only a married woman, but a single woman, a woman of praise. You may have children that need to be tended to, need to be fed. You sleeping lightly. You checking on their schoolwork and everything. Woman of praise today. You know, she provides for her family. You can see that she takes the responsibility of running a household serious. That's a woman of praise. That's a proverb woman. Organization and organize. A proverb woman know how to organize. And you will say, how do you keep everything in place? How do you know where this go, that go? And you walk in, you can tell automatically when something is out of place in your home because you know you're a proverb woman. You know how things are supposed to be set in order. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, but all her household are clothed with scarlet. She smiles at the future. You know, cold weather does not cause this woman to panic for her household. She's making sure they have sufficient warm clothes for the winter. You have your coat, your sweaters, a top coat, nice warm tights, socks, stockings, boots if it's snowy, raincoat, umbrella if it's raining. She's always looking out for that very little small minute thing that somebody else would forget. And you will say, how did you remember we needed an umbrella? She remember the last time you used it, it broke or the little spigots come off of it and it wasn't really staying. So she threw it away and replaced it because you never know when you may need it. That's a proverb woman. She's always looking out for others, not just herself. You know, she is prepared for it. She has clothing them in scarlet. That is, she has provided expensive garments. Even if you found a garment that was on sale, don't take it lightly. Wear it proudly. Thank them for it. Because one day, as you come up, you want to be praised also. She spared no cost in protecting her family from the cold. As I was saying earlier, she's going to make sure you have, if you're on medication or you need medication, it could be an aspirin, could be Alka-Seltzer. I'm just listing a few things that some mothers do you. Everybody's not into healing herbs, teas, salve. For those mothers that are, I commend you. I'm on that page. It may be some that's not on that page yet, but you still a woman of praise, you still a proverb woman. Dedicate. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. You'll find that in verse 27. It's telling you that in verse 27 of Proverbs 31. This mark of a dedicated mother is unselfishness. She works constantly to make the need of her family, finding time for rest and restoration, but not wasting time. You know, a lot of times you get up or the night before, you write a note to yourself. And you say, you have even made your little booklet to-do list. Tomorrow, in Jesus' name, I would like to accomplish this, 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 and this. And as I do them, I'm going to check them off. This is done. Some people don't get a list. They say, well, I want to get this, want to get that, want to do this here. And they bog down themselves so much in the course of a day. And when they look around, they see I have not done this. I have not done that. They didn't do a good planning. But when you plan your day with Jesus at the top of your plan, you're going to start off with prayer with your family. Before they get out to hustle and bustle, you're going to cover women. You're going to cover your home with prayer, with communion. You're going to cover your husband and your children as they prepare to go to work. Even yourself, if you're working, you're going to cover your car, your vehicle in prayer. So you're going to cover your home so when you come back, the enemy will not have touched your home. You're going to leave the blood on your doorpost of your home, your window sill. Women of praise. Women, I'm talking to you today. Oh, I'm giving you praise. If nobody else wants to praise you for doing the things of God and God have called you to do, I'm a woman myself. And nothing feel better than somebody praising you. If it just opening the door for somebody and they say, thank you. That's a praise right there. If they give you a plant and your heart's desire, I know just last week I was looking at my neighbor plant. She wasn't even outside. And I said, oh, that's such a beautiful ivy. I called my son to see it. And I was painting. And within 5 minutes, the lady come out. I said, oh, that's such a beautiful plant. Not knowing she was finna cut that plant completely down. It was almost to the ground. It was an ivy just running. And when she cut, she said, would you like that? I said, oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Y'all don't know how that made me feel. That made the lady feel. This morning, waved at the lady and told her thank you again. I gave her praise. I gave her her flowers while she could see them. She gave me what I was asking God for before she even knew it. Here she told me about something else she going to get. She going to give it to me when it comes. You know, you give people the praise when you know they've done something. You don't have to wait for a holiday to give somebody a cheery card or encouragement card. Or just pick up the phone and say, I was thinking about you. How you doing today? A woman that's been in the hospital with her child sick a week, 2 weeks. Go by, take her clean clothing or whatever you need to do. Or if somebody you know need a ride to work, you're not working or is on your way to your job. Offer your service. Proverb woman. It's so many things, women, that we do in the course of a day we feel that nobody ever noticed. Don't forget, God noticed. He'll give you your reward. Even your family, sometimes you sit down after a hard day and you say, I cooked a good meal, I got off early, I did this and that, and they don't even appreciate me. They didn't even say thank you. Don't let it worry you. God has your reward. He will reward you for everything that you're doing. That's right. Anybody that would like to call in, feel free to call in area code 646-716-4389. And if those that's online already and you would like to say something on women of worth today, coming from a Proverb 31 woman perspective, do hit one on your keypad. We would love to hear from you today. I didn't go on the chat line today. So if you have anything you want, just leave it in the chat line. I'll try to get it or send it to blogtalkradio.com/joyandpeace. And I sure will get it and answer every email that I get. I am so grateful for this show today. Because, you know, what are some of the tangible rewards for a life of devotion and dependability? You know, when you read through Proverbs 31, it's saying in verse 28, her children bless her. Don't you feel good when your children bless you? Even with good grades, even for keeping their room clean, keeping the kitchen clean, vacuuming without you had to say, take out the food that you had saved the night before that you may have forgotten, running off trying to get everything straightened for that day. If you're working, a working mother, when your husband come in and he praise you in verse 28 of the same chapter, Proverbs 31, her peers are challenged by her. Some people get envious, say, oh, they always praising you. But evidently, you must be doing something right where someone else notice what you're doing and how you're doing it. Her work bring her recognition and respect, even though on your job, single women, not just married women, the people around you see and gives you recognition and respect on your job. That means you got to carry yourself right. That way you will get the respect. But if you don't respect others, how you expect them to respect you? The Lord is honored by you and honor you in return. You read that in verse 30. It means favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But the woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. My. And verse 31 says, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own work praise her in the gates. My. You know, as I read through that, for those that is a wife, for those are a mother, you're probably saying, my kids only rise up and bless me when they want something. And if my husband say, many daughters have done notable, but you excel them all. To me, I'm probably wondering if he was feeling all right. Because sometimes women, I know when you get the respect, you've been put down for so long, and when they start telling you good things, you got to paint yourself, take yourself and look in the mirror. Is they really talking about me? Is they really didn't dog me? I didn't did this. But they really talking about me, Lord? God, I thank you. You know, before you push aside the Proverb 31 woman as being unrealistic, think about the way you really do resemble her, women. Because of you, your family probably eats well, Proverb 31 woman. They have clothing to wear and a comfortable home to live in. You're probably good at finding bargains, Proverb woman. Your children learn valuable lessons about life from you, woman of praise. So don't underestimate yourself, women, today. Your family needs you to touch them, to hold them, to give them worth and purpose, dignity and discipline. And best of all, your love, women. Your family need your love. Whether you're a single woman, whether you're a married woman, you all are worthy of praise today, women. Remember that, because God loves you, and so do I. You know, I would say, hello, ladies. I can tell by the look on some of y'all faces today that you're a little queasy about tacking the living insight. You're thinking, they're probably going to ask me to compare myself to Wonder Woman in Proverbs 31. My brother used to tell me all the time at first, I guess when he grasped it, he called me one morning and said, you know what? I was sitting here thinking, don't you know you are a Proverb 31 woman? And I had just come through back surgery. And you know, you notice all your weakness. Great, just what I need, more guilt. Some people try to put on it. Some of them try to put a guilt trip on you. Don't hold on to that guilt trip. You know what you're doing, women of praise, women of power, women of grace, women of love and dedication. Today, we are talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. And we can all have positive example from our life and trait that would help somebody else in this life. You know, because often we see, all we see sometimes are the negative. People see in us the negative, the mistakes, the shortcomings, without giving our good works their proper due. You know that, women. You went through ridicule, mistake, distrust, want to bring down your integrity, your character. But today, women, I want you to be encouraged, not discouraged. You do far more than you probably give yourself credit for. When you think of it in the course of a day, from your job at home to your job on the outside, for those that's not working on the outside of their home, but when you think of it in the course of a day, by the time the husband leaves, if you're married and if you're single, you get to thinking about all you have done in the course of a day. You've run here, you've run there, you done tried to get a bargain here, bargain there, you done run to the grocery store, you run to the cleaners, you run to the bank, you went to the shoe shop, you went to the nursery. When you think about it, women, your plates are full. If you're in college, you're studying, whether you're in biblical school, whether you're in regular, normal classroom setting. Then you may have a second job. You're leaving from one job, calling, eating on the run, headed to the second job. Women, you're worthy to be praised. I don't want to leave not one woman out, because that mother that's sitting at home feels she's not worth anything because she have two or three children or babies at home. You are worth a lot to God, and you are worth a lot to others. God have given you that task for this season in your life. So don't complain. Don't bellyache. Get up off of your do-nothing and start doing. Start showing people, I can do, as the word of God said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So women, a praise today. My hat is off to you women, because a lot of you are standing in shoes that nobody can stand in but you, no matter what size they are. Some of y'all wearing more hats than you can think of. You may need two or three pages to write down all the hats. Women, a praise and a power carry in a course of a day. Women, I'm proud of you. I know God is proud of you. Don't stop doing what you're doing that you know is right. You know God is on your side. Proverbs 31, you got to be walking in the calling of God. You have to be doing the things have for you to do for others to give you praise of a Proverbs 31 woman, whether you're single or whether you're married. We know it speak about a lot in Proverbs 31, married, but it's a lot of Proverbs women that's not married, that's taking care of their household, taking care of their families. If they have any, doing for others, taking care of the homeless, the outcast. So don't underestimate yourself today, women. Now go to it. Take a fun and affirming look at the good in yourself. You've earned it. Be diligent today. Have a good attitude. Be industrial. Efficiency. Compassion. And let that beauty that's within come out where they can see it. And if you're married, maintain your husband's confidence. Meet your husband's needs. Seek your husband good and enchant your husband influence. And if you're a mother, discipline is good. Organization is good. Dedication. And you know, women, worthy of praise, don't let anybody put you down. You stand tall because you know what you know, that God have given it to you. Don't let nothing and nobody take away what God have put down on the inside of you women. You know you can speak from your heart. You know how to love from your heart. Today, this show was dedicated to all the women around the world. Women of praise. Your children will praise you. Your husband will praise you. Your family will praise you. Your co-workers will praise you. Just live and do what God has called for you to do. A woman of praise. A Proverbs 31 woman. We give God the praise today for this lesson that I have brought forth today. I hope when each and every person listen to this call today, they may go to the archive, that it will help some woman sitting down wondering, what must I do? How do I go about doing it? Just do what God has called you to do. He will open the door for your praises to come through, whether through your co-worker, your family members, your children, your husband. And if you're not married, you may be praised with somebody catching the bus one morning, and they remembered you from always relinquishing your seat for a senior citizen. They say, I praise you. I know you just got off from work, or you on your way to work. That was so nice of what you did. You know, it's the little things. It's not all the time the big things. Just keep on living, women, and turning and trusting in Jesus. You'll get your flowers one day. Don't worry about what the people say. Worry about what God says. But when they're giving you your accolades, receive them as women of praise. So I hope you got something out the Proverbs 31 woman today. And next week we have another exciting topic. We're going to talk about knowledge and wisdom next week. So do tune in. Do come on and let me know how you enjoying the show, how you enjoy the topics that God gives me to bring to you all. And the number again that you can call in next week or later today is area code 646-716-4389. And we hope to hear from you soon. I would like for you all to have a wonderful, a blessed week to come. And women, you are a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman of praise. A phenomenal woman. A praise. Have a wonderful and a blessed. And with, as I would say, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all. I thank each and every one of you all that listen to this broadcast faithfully every week, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a young boy or young girl. I thank you. My hat is off to you. I give you praise today from Overseer Sadie Elliott with Joy and Peace Outreach in Houston, Texas. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.